This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The DePaul University Arditi Center for Risk Management's annual Risk Conference virtual event will be on February 23, 2021 from 2:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. The event starts with a market overview by Jeff James, the lead portfolio manager at Dryhouse Capital Management and a DePaul MBA. The first panel is the one I am moderating, Securing a Risk/Finance Internship or Career. The panelists are Bhavan Joseph, president of the Greenwood Project, Troy Kane, Citadel Securities, and Mike Dennis, COO at ABN AMRO. The second panel discussion is titled Managing Organizational Risk in a Work-from-Home Environment. On the panel are Michael Phillip, CISO at VSEC, adjunct professor, DePaul University, and he's the moderator, Allie Brennan, head of CQG, Lamont Black, associate professor, DePaul University, Bob Fitzsimmons, executive vice president at Wedbush Securities, and Nancy Kearney, Allstate Insurance vice president, head of operational risk. Panel 3 is titled Managing Market Risk for 2021. On the panel is Suzanne Sprague, CME Group's moderator for this, Sunil Catino, president of CME Clearinghouse, Max Heitner, head of risk, Dryhouse Capital Management, and Dave Zarowski, head of market risk at KRM22. Finally, there's a keynote question and answer address by Dr. Richard Sandor, chairman, American Financial Exchange. You can register for the event with a link in today's newsletter. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited held a virtual Lunar New Year market opening ceremony this morning, Tuesday, hosted by Hong Kong Exchange's Chairman Laura M. Cha and Interim Chief Executive Calvin Tay to mark its first trading day of the Year of the Ox. The good people at Goldman Sachs are offering its investment know-how to the masses. They are about to unveil Marcus Invest, a robo-advisory wealth management platform. The American Bar Association Derivatives and Futures Law Committee Innovation Digital Products and Processes Subcommittee Jurisdiction Working Group has published a paper titled Digital and Digitized Assets, Federal and State Jurisdictional Issues. K&L Gates was one of the firms that contributed to the paper. A sure sign of March has arrived with McDonald's iconic Shamrock Shake and Oreo Shamrock McFlurry being available in stores now. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We've had 125 donors so far, including a couple who did not use the GoFundMe app. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are some more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Don't forget to register for FIA Boca V for virtual. Register at www.fia.org. Here's a press release from Mondo Visioni. Survey finds support from derivatives markets for payment for order flow ban in the U.S. Almost half of the respondents to a monthly Acuity Derivatives Insight survey have backed a ban on payment for order flow in the U.S. markets, with 29% saying it should not be banned. This is an interesting result. Why would it be so popular? Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. In the long run, stocks really do go up. Returns for most investors squirreling money away over a period of years are clearly positive. In the long term, stocks mostly go up. That single piece of advice has formed the core of many trillions of dollars of investment decisions, but it isn't without detractors. One of the counter-arguments sometimes cited is Japan. The Nikkei 225 hit the 30,000 mark for the first time in three decades this week, but it still hasn't reached its 1989 zenith. I can't run very far, so long run is a challenge. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Goldman Sachs to offer its investing know-how to the masses. Elite Wall Street firm is set to unveil Marcus Invest, a robo-advisory wealth management platform. You used to need at least $10 million in investable assets to draw the attention of wealth managers at Goldman Sachs Group. Now all it takes is $1,000 and a smartphone. The Wall Street firm on Tuesday is set to unveil Marcus Invest, a low-cost digital platform that allocates and automatically rebalances individuals' wealth across portfolios of stocks and bonds based on the models developed by the firm's investment strategy committee. My comment, maybe my long run has hope. Here is a story from the Anchorage Daily News. One Alaska king salmon is worth the same as two barrels of oil right now. Seafood sales are on fire in America's supermarkets, and one king salmon from Southeast Alaska is worth the same as two barrels of oil. That's $116.16 for a troll-caught Chinook salmon averaging 11 pounds at the docks versus $115.48 for two barrels of oil at $57.74 per barrel on February 3rd. My comment, the king salmon is only worth half that. Here are your top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Reddit day traders wanted to beat Wall Street to prove the system is rigged. Instead, they did it by losing, from Yahoo News. Second was, are leveraged Gen Z traders the next systemic risk, from the Financial Times. Third was, clear crypto rules urgently needed as major companies embrace asset, SEC official, from Yahoo Finance. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 200,456,462 pages viewed. There are 25,385 pages on the site. There have been 230,321 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.